97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. You know her from the stage, from the screen, from your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning Queen Latifah is on the phone. Now, number one, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Big Papa, Big Mama in the house.
Let me, what the hell am I supposed to call you? Do I call you Queen? Do I call you Latifah? Do I call you Mama Bear? I don't know what the hell to call you.
Hey, you can call me any of those things. My friends call me La.
So can I tell you that I just saw Just Right, and it is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Just Right,
it's
in theaters now. You are, and I mean this as a compliment, you are like the every woman's hero in this thing.
I agree. I think the women definitely get to take a little bit of that away from them when they leave this movie theater.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get to, as the common woman, you get to stick it to all the skinny bitches.
Well, I hope they'll get to enjoy it as well, because, you know, we made sure we had some of them in there, too.
It's Just Right. It's in theaters now with Common and James Pickens Jr. and Pam Grier and just a fantastic cast. And, of course, online, queenlatifah.com. You have gone from you know, you're starting out and going to the state. There is nothing you can't touch and turn to gold. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I try to only do things that I really love so I can put 110% into everything that I do.
I mean, you got the cover girl thing and how in the world do you go about doing a perfume? Is it like, hey, you know what? I want to do a perfume and, you know, they come to you with scents, or are you actually like, I want it to smell like Common in between the bed sheets, that kind of a thing.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, actually, they did come to me and they wanted me to create a fragrance. But yeah, I actually smelled all kinds of essences, all kinds of essential sort of oils and different fragrances. And so once I probably smelled about 50 things in one day, and I just eliminated the things that I didn't like. And then we had something to work from. And once I got pretty close to the scent I liked, it was funny because I actually did this thing for Sesame Street, and the perfumer came to the set, and we tweaked it. He mixed it right there on the spot.
All right, so what you're telling me is
toasted to it.
Hold on, Queen Latifah, you mean to tell me that your perfume smells like Oscar the Grouch?
Not quite.
Okay.
It smells like the opposite of him.
It's Queen Latifah. Just Right is in theaters now. What do you do on your off time? I mean, you're a busy woman. I mean, between everything you got going on, you're executive producer of Just Right and the whole thing. What do you do in your downtime? What do you do for fun?
I just relax, you know. I ride my little Vespa across town, and one of my motorcycles. I sleep in, which is always nice. Movies. Dinner, you know, the regular stuff that people do when they have a little time to relax.
When you're going out, if you have like one night, you want to have that one special dish. What's that one special dish for you?
That would probably be sushi from Nobu.
Ooh, nice. What's it? Do you like the spicy stuff, or are you just like give it to me? You know, kind of plain Jane and add some soy sauce to it.
No, I'll definitely throw a little wasabi. I'm not big on spicy tuna. A lot of people like that, but not me.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, I like to just try different kinds of rolls and fish and cook stuff. I'll mix it up every time.
It's Queen Latifah. Just Right is in theaters now. For those of the people who have not seen the movie, explain the movie.
Well, it's myself, Common, and Paula Patton. And Common plays an NBA player, Scott McKnight. My god sister, Morgan, who is played by Paula Patton, has just dreams of becoming an NBA wife. So they wind up dating, but then he gets injured, and she brings me in to help nurse him back to health, basically, because I'm not only a crazy basketball fan, but my character is also a physical therapist.
Right.
And then it gets kind of tricky from there because some chemistry sort of develops.
It really is a fantastic movie. It's in theaters now. Now, because you're the executive producer, obviously you have a money stake in the thing. When you look at the movies you're going up against on opening weekend, were you like, oh, damn you, Iron Man? I mean, that had to have crossed your mind, right?
Of course it does. I mean, it's tough, you know, and these guys are outspending us by millions and millions and millions of dollars, you know. But the good thing about it is, even with Iron Man 2 coming out last weekend, and as well as Robin Hood, two big budget movies,
right,
we still managed to score a top five film. And And we're on like no less than 1,000 screens than all the other top four movies were. So I think people, you know, between the reviews and what people are saying when they leave the theater, I think they're really enjoying our movie, and it's different than everything that's out there. So if you don't feel like seeing Iron Man, Just Right is a great choice.
Absolutely, Just Right.
If you've seen it already, Just Right, still a great choice.
Just Right, definitely worth seeing it twice. Just Right, it's in theaters now. We're talking to the one and only Queen Latifah. I know you got a jet, very, very busy woman. Of course, queenlatifah.com for all your Queen Latifah needs. Boy, that sounded dirty. I apologize about that.
queenlatifah.com.
One thing we do with all you big-time celebs, it's the Quick Six, okay? It's six questions, yes. 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Can you hang on just 1 second?
Sure.
Hey.
Who is it?
Is she answering the door?
Okay.
Everything okay?
Yeah, someone was at my door.
Oh, yeah, was it a Jehovah's Witness?
Didn't open the door.
That a girl. That's the smart move.
Oh my God! Somebody's gonna call between this. Can you hold one more moment?
Oh, sure. You go right ahead.
My apologies.
I got all the time. Queen Latifah, I got all the time in the world for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh.
Queen Latifah has hold music. That's fantastic. Queen Latifah's hold music is like a doctor's office.
Hello?
Hello?
There we go. All right.
Everything okay?
Yeah, the housekeeper's trying to service my room, but I'm like, if I don't get this, they're going to keep calling me. Okay, so we're good to go.
I love the
now,
fact
what
that
would you have me do?
Well, Queen Latifah, number one, I love the fact that you have hold music. I think that's fantastic.
Was there?
Yeah, there was
like
hold.
That ice cream music?
Yeah,
or was
where am I catching you right now?
That's fun. I'm at a hotel in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. I thought you were at the house and you just kind of had hold music at the house.
I actually do. That sounds like a bad ice cream truck.
That's fantastic.
Terrible.
All right, I know you're pressed for time because obviously you got to get your room serviced. But it's the quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. And it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. If you weren't an actress, singer, producer, mogul extraordinaire, what would you be doing for a living?
Be a doctor.
Favorite toy as a child?
That would be my Rock'em Sock'em robot.
If you're at the bar, what's your drink of choice?
Patron Añejo.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, boy. That would be MGMT's new album.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Take a guess.
Dirty girl. Favorite toy and listen to you. I just made you blush.
Favorite.
All right, here you go. Favorite toy as an adult.
Connect Four.
And bonus question: how do you spell when a black love for a black woman from infinity to infinity?
Oh, that's funny. How do I love thee?
Obviously, it's UNITY.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said. I'm like, oh, I jumped to a whole different record. I'm like, what?
It's Queen Latifah. Just Right. It's in theaters now. QueenLatifah.com. Thank you so much for the time, and go get your room serviced, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Queen Latifah, everybody. We will be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM. I was on hold. That's how much she respected me. She put me on hold. That's how much she loves me. Queen, thank you for the time. I appreciate it, hon.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Papa. Thanks, brother. Here
thank
we go.
Thank you, girl. Bye-bye.